How you feeling? How you feeling tonight?
Well, I'm physically fine.
Good.
I haven't had much work today.
Mm-hmm. Is there any news to report?
We have heard that he did not mean an ultimatum. That it was a problem. That he thought they obviously wanted the conversation to pick up again. Rather than talk to him myself, I have sent my man over to have a long talk and to tell him how tough this is, that we would be talking with him in the morning. He wanted to explore the problems relating to the things they can't accept, which we still don't know what it is. And I wanted to have explored with him the kinds of problems we now have, and the kinds of things we think we will need, which are in my 1778. And I was just going to call Mr. Arnold to suggest that he might make some of the same comments to some of his friends, which he's quite ready to do. I haven't reached him yet. I have the feeling that if there is that the prospect for getting this thing done at all quickly turns on whether Mr. Arnold is right, and I would be just overjoyed if he is, and the way to find out is to keep the pressure through there.
So
that's where it is.
Cy, have any contacts today? Yes, I will. I will.
Surprisingly well. He understands our concern. He respects it. The two conditions in 17... No, one of the conditions, one which Mr. A, you will find, approves of and has supported right along, and that I, in a way, moved away from, he respects, understands the need for it. Another of the conditions, which is something that would help on Tom's side, a bit of representation there, he also understands. Another element, which is the second condition in my 1778, he obviously has pain over and fears that it will not work, but it is one which I regard as very important for testing purposes, and I think myself as a holding position. But the net of it is that he understood why we felt that these matters had to be gone over again. He is ready to go back to work, plans to do so very early in the morning, and we are in fact back in business.
Okay.
I will count on hearing direct from you if at any time you feel that there is any shading in our position which you wish to express a view on. Cy and I are in the closest touch. The positions which we are now occupying together, we both entirely agree on, and there is, as a matter of fact, a certain closeness of communication and absence of running a risk of misunderstanding each other that
We have...
We will be in good shape, and we will be awaiting any advice that you all give us. I talked with Dean about Bunker's role this evening and expressed to him some problems that we saw in the text as it then stood, but they were not above really ready drafting adjustments. I will now talk to Mr. Arnold, and Tony is here, hard at work. We have had a session with the UN man. They are being used energetically by the propagandists downtown. There is nothing. Our basic position is one in which I think it is increasingly understood by, or by accident than by our efforts, that people who really want a decent settlement are the people who are working for you.
What does the UN say or do?
They are likely to put emphasis upon the fact that we hold the full, we are the people with applicable power, and that there is a battle going on near us, and that we have not stopped it.
Do they think we have too many people in there?
Said that. Come up.
Some of your friends up on, up above us think that.
It doesn't surprise me. I have heard that said by others down here. It is, as you know, one of the things which it is very much hoped that you can begin to deal with if there is a bargain. And I have done what you know I have done on that point. I have also had to make the point, which I think is a very important one, that if there is such a one-sided view of things, that other people become exercised, your opportunity to do this would obviously be very much compromised.
When are you going to get anything out of the contingents that are there?
Out of what, sir?
Out of the Latin contingents that have come in.
Mr. President, I think probably in about the year 2165.
A lot of people think that there's 600-800 of them that you...
You mean those people?
That we might get 6...
You can do this, Mr. President, any time. If you're talking about the troops, they're good. They have done very well, so I inspected them this afternoon. General Palmer has got them in business. You could do this. It's conceivable that you could make that judgment, you could make a decision to do that as an offering in the middle of our current conversations. I honestly don't want to make a judgment on that, but I will think about it and get you something overnight.
Mansfield, for instance, thinks that we've got 800 Latins, we ought to bring back 1,000 Marines. Or put them offshore in a carrier.
It's really a matter of what its effect would be on other elements. There's certainly no question but what you can do it in basic security terms.
You might ask Palmer, make that little study.
Will do, and we'll get you a recommendation tonight, and we'll try to crank in the other aspects of it. Mr. President, I do have to repeat that we have a good deal of evidence that this damned line is listening.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Bye.